Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beam me up on the mamas of all mama ships.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We know our audience here on the DA, okay?
Aw, the DA. I love the DA.
We know that you need help shopping. We know you need help with ideas about shopping. We know that you need some guidance. How do we know? Because I need some guidance. And so we bring in the big guns. I am, at this point, I think now going to just label our next guest the queen of the DA show, because she has now made more repeat appearances than I think any other guest, certainly in studio, and the most in-studio guests when we've had the simulcast. So she has the most video footage that we have of the show. And basically every holiday, she's here. So we love having her here in the studio, the queen of the DA show, Katie Linnendahl. Katie, how are you?
I love this intro. This is fantastic.
Gadget guru.
Oh, Christmas come early. Come early on the DA. I like that. I'm going to use that for sure. On the DA show.
Now, I think you were in here last Christmas with us, last holiday season.
I was.
So this is the second.
We kill it on holidays.
Yeah, this is the second annual holiday.
Well, this year gets even bigger.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've brought something for everyone.
Is that right?
No joke. Well, these are customized for you guys.
Customized gifts.
Well, because to your point, I feel like people really need trouble getting like perfect gifts. Like it's easy to mail it in, get like an iTunes gift card or.
Oh, gift cards are the big thing.
Some one of those like crappy Whitman's chocolates. No offense, but you know what I mean. You can get some ox roast. That's my favorite thing to talk about on the show.
Cans or buckets of ox roast.
Yeah, I did that.
Yes.
I did that for my mom's birthday. I got her other stuff too.
But did you really get her a?
Yeah, you saw my social. I had the gift pack of ox roast shipped in.
Oh yeah, I did.
And it had to be like special overnighted. And it was like small town Erie, and I had to like make a call, and they're like, "What do you need like $100 worth of ox roast for?" I'm like, "Just send it." Okay, I don't care what it costs, just send it.
Did you enjoy it?
100%.
Oh, so how did she, so for those that don't know, Katie is from Erie, Pennsylvania. She grew up in a small town where ox roast was.
We'd love to talk about this.
It was kind of the town food. And so.
Well, I thought it came from an ox until I turned it, got in my 30s and realized that wasn't quite true.
And so you gave it to your mom, and so she actually made it. How did she make it?
Well, there's not a lot of preparation, DA.
Okay,
you just unthaw.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Manual defrost in the micro. There's nothing really special. Meanwhile, she's like an amazing chef and like, here's the ox roast. But there's something about it. You grew up with it. You love it.
Of course. And so, okay, so you're here for the holidays.
I am.
I need you to help out our listeners, try to bring some clarity to our shopping lives this holiday season.
Okay, and could I start by presenting each of you with your own special gift?
Of course. I think that'd be great. And I don't know, Pete, if maybe we have some holiday music that we can play under Katie as...
No pressure, Pete.
You know, no pressure.
Don't screw it up.
You know, it could be... Maybe why don't you give us a few suggestions maybe before we get to the actual gift giving? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds fantastic. And I should tell you, so I start testing... I don't put a product on my gift guide that is not like tested and thoroughly approved. My family, I put them all to work. The nieces, the nephews, I don't care if you're 5 or 8, you're going to work for me.
Really?
We are the Von Trapps of gadgetry.
Nice.
And it's intense. So this starts in June, July. I start putting this gift guide together. It's all on my website at www.katie.gifts.
Okay.
And I have to say www because the .gifts is new. A lot of people aren't into these unique URLs.
Right.
Katie.gifts.
Okay. Katie.gifts is where you can find this list, and she tests all of these. So why don't we play a little bit of music here? And Katie will be delivering her items. You can watch this all at watchda.com as the simulcast goes on. Watchda.com. So this is my gift.
Okay, so this is your gift, and obviously hooking up the sports fans.
Yeah.
This is something that was sent specifically by Hammacher Schlemmer. This is for you, the Giants fan, and I don't want to ruin it before you open it. You're looking at my gift guide, too.
Yes, this gift guide is awesome.
Yeah, you great ideas inside there.
Show this to
so
the
take
pen.
Advantage of everything from heated jackets to USB cactuses you can give to somebody for a secret Santa that lights up like a Christmas tree. But you, my friend, have been gifted with the NFL spotlight that puts six Giant logos.
Wow.
Literally Giants logos right on your home. It is obnoxious. It's amazing. And trust me, people will know where your loyalty stands.
Oh, this is amazing.
Team pride. And it's super easy to set up. It sets up in like 30 seconds. Super fun. Again, from Hammacher. And by the way, I know Sean's a Giants fan too, right?
Mraz is a Giants fan.
Come on in, my friend.
All right.
Because sports fans aren't going home empty-handed today.
So the team pride light.
Team it basically pride light. So I'm embarrassed to say that my family's Patriot fans, but like, last year we had this spotlighted all over our house, and it was so awesome.
This is like a bat signal shown onto the front of your house with your team logo on.
And P.S., may I say I'm obsessed with detail? You even have LED bows that light up fiber optic on these presents.
Wow.
You can get those, too. They're inexpensive. Sean, come on over, my friend.
Oh, this is perfect for Mraz.
The inflatable NFL lawn helmet from Hammacher Schlemmer. One of my favorites this season. It is 4 feet tall. You don't have to blow it up, too. Don't panic, because that would take a hell of a lot of air.
That's a huge helmet.
It sets itself up in a matter of seconds.
This is awesome.
Pretty awesome, right? It's so also for the dudes that like don't want to do the decor. No problem.
An enormous inflatable helmet on Mraz's lawn. This is so perfect. So perfect.
And everybody has inflatables these days. No. We don't do the, like, half-aid, you know, inflatables. We do the NFL lawn helmet inflatables.
So this is great. So you can, where can you get these gifts?
Yes, so they're all on my gift guide, katie.gifts.
Okay.
And Pete, you better come in, too, unless you don't want to get gifted.
I mean, Pete wants to get gifted, and so he's going to have to swing over.
Yes.
Move off of the board. He's going to come into the studio. Mraz is going to sit in here. I love this, because when Katie comes in, it's just chaos, like Christmas morning. When I was growing up Christmas morning, it was like, yeah, there's all the presents under the tree. There was three of us, me, my brother, and my sister, and it was just like chaos. Everyone just tearing through everything.
That's the best part. The best part is the unwrapping.
No
Can
doubt.
We be honest here?
Absolutely.
And speaking of unwrapping, note your LED gift bow on the top of your Mario question block.
Oh, I like this.
You remember, you were a Luigi.
He was Luigi, yes.
For Halloween, he dressed up as Luigi. Yeah. So I've hooked you up with, you can open this tin. It is a question block tin.
Question block.
It is from ThinkGeek. It is custom to you. It'll enhance your laziness. Go ahead, open up. And then while you're doing that too, DA, I'm going to pass these around because for guys, I know girls have a hard time finding like the perfect stuff. This is really fun. I'm going to pass these all around. Duke Cannon is one of my favorite brands.
Okay.
Again, do some extreme testing. I have a brother-in-law that is the hardest person to buy for. He works in Boston police. He's like super badass and like, you know, one of those people it's hard to buy gifts for. So have you ever heard of Duke Cannon?
No.
Okay, here's the best part about it. They make big-ass soap, and this one for particular, big American bourbon soap, oak barrel scent.
Oh, that's great.
Big-ass brick of soap, smells like naval supremacy.
Oh, this is awesome.
Cologne, this one is for the traveling man. It smells like the sea. This is some of the best stuff you will ever find. You will use these products nonstop, and I specifically have one for you.
I am so in on this. I love a good bar of soap. I hate, like, the loofah thing. I can't
But do you have News Anchor pomade?
I do not!
Done.
And I need some of this.
Done.
Duke Cannon News Anchor pomade. This is great.
Pete, you re-engineering the Hadrian Collider over there? Come on. Open
Come
the box.
Come on, Bilotti. Open this up the great. Damn box.
Pete, come back when you've opened box. It. So, oh, here, Pete. Hook everybody up with some big-ass brick of soap.
This is great. Oh,
this smells
is awesome.
Amazing.
I'm going to smell these, so you guys go in there.
Tactical lip protectant, too. So these are the products
test.
That guys want. You don't get guys Bath and Body Works. Come on.
It's so true.
Step
I love
up your A-game with quality products. And by the way, one of my favorite parts about Duke Cannon, they support the military.
Very cool. Duke Cannon News Anchor Pomade. This is perfect for my hair. I've got great hair.
Solid cologne here that smells like naval supremacy.
Duke Cannon. Ooh, big-ass brick of soap. Yeah. Naval supremacy. This smells tremendous. And this is a huge block of soap. I love this. Hey, Pete, we going to get this thing done over there? Can you open up this damn block? This damn box?
Good thing we didn't get him something even bigger.
Seriously. Ooh, Buffalo Trace bourbon soap. I smell
That's brand
great.
New. It smells really
great.
Good, too, huh?
Yeah, I love this.
For the hard-to-buy-for man. Now, where's Sean at?
Mrazek.
Oh, no, sorry, Andrew. I'm sorry.
Andrew, I'll bring him in.
Yeah, Bogish.
Tell Bogish to get his butt in here.
Oh, so this is Duke Cannon Big Ass Beer Soap, sponsored by Old Milwaukee Beer. It smells...
Legitimately. It smells delicious, doesn't it?
It smells delicious, unlike Old Milwaukee Beer.
You know, I would be attracted to that, any man coming my way.
Yeah, this is great.
Get him some Duke Cannon. Okay, so... Here's the deal.
So, Bogish, you got a gift from Katie.
You have two kids, right?
I
did my gifting stocking.
Look at this. Katie doing her research.
Yeah. So, I have hooked you up with, as you open this, one of the top holiday... People are asking me, like, what's on the holiday wish list? It's like the top gift of the gifts. This is... I have been working with Polaroid for years. This is the Polaroid Pop. And it's kind of like the nostalgic but classic instant modern twist.
Awesome.
It takes Polaroid pictures in an instant. I can take your picture and it'll pop out. I'll take one right now.
Yeah.
And it comes in a number of different colors. It also allows you to take any pictures you have from your smartphone and print it out right on the pop.
Very cool.
And it has that classic Polaroid border.
That is very cool.
It's one of the hottest gifting items this holiday season. So you can have the kids are going to go nuts over
seriously.
It. And I don't blame you if you don't open it because you might want to re-gift it. It's a really good gift.
Yeah, Bogish.
Yeah.
You take advantage
keep,
of it.
You got to keep that wrapped. Because you've got to act like you shopped for that with your for your wife or for your kids.
These things I'm going to fall. Things like this can't wait. The next time I'm by myself with them, this will come out and it will eat up like a 45-minute chunk of no mommy time when I need help corralling them. Yeah.
You bring that out.
Yeah, you got to bring that out.
You'll save some time burglar there. And
thank
of course,
you.
On all your gifts, I have put the most important thing. If you knew the percentage of people that forget batteries around the holiday season, not to be nerdy, but I work with Energizer. It's like the perfect, I'm the perfect person to be a spokesperson for Energizer, I have to say. Me and the bunny are competing with energy.
Every gadget ever.
Sometimes I just start running to try to get some of it out. But I've put batteries. They have the longest lasting AA batteries. They're on all of your bags. So this holiday season, I've done it once. I'll never do it again. Have you ever opened up gifts around the Christmas and you have kids and nieces, nephews, and there's no batteries for something you bought?
All the time.
You get this like $200 gadget and there's no batteries?
All the time.
So get the best of the best AA's, Energizer on the market, leak resistant, amazing, and longest lasting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All this stuff is actually really good stuff. This is actually a great gift guide because you've got stuff for sports fans, for man-mans, not having stuff in the house. Like, you just don't want to have stuff just to have stuff. These soaps are great. Pomade is great. That's great for kids. The Polaroid. Everything is so cool. This is great.
And, of course, just a little extras that we can pass around this morning. USB Holiday Cactus, if any would like to plug that into their computer.
We need that.
And also one of my favorites, R2-D2 Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, I
bought these
that.
In mass quantities.
Yes.
I hooked you up with that, D.A. You hooked somebody else up with it.
Yeah, this is awesome. I love this. The R2-D2 speaker. Okay, what did Pete end up getting after 45 minutes?
I got Luigi's arch nemesis Mario pajamas.
Mario pajamas.
Super
okay,
Mario Lounge
yeah.
Jam.
All right.
This is a pretty good
I was really
cool
excited
gift.
About those.
Very nice.
Those are brand new on the market. You might be one of the first in the world to get them.
I'm going to put them on now.
Yes.
Working pajama pants just like you like.
Arch nemesis.
He wanted to make things
Luigi.
Right, you know?
Yeah.
He knew you were frustrated. He knew you weren't feeling great about the situation in Super Mario, so he hooked you up with the lounge pants.
You know what? I
gifting goes a
now.
Long way.
You know, Katie,
I feel much better.
You're great because you're the only person that could soften the icy heart of Pete Bellotti.
That's right. I'm feeling very warm inside right now.
Good.
I'm very caring.
Hold on to that because that'll last about 35 seconds. Then
he's
it'll go back to being
bigger. Over pajama pants.
Straight downhill.
All right, more with Katie in studio when we come back. We're going to play a special holiday-themed 10 questions with Katie Linadal next in studio. Watch at watchda.com here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. We count down the 12 DAs of Christmas. Here's a moment that got stuck in the chimney.
You got to pronounce for the dolphin team, they're Ancona. You got to stress the A. Ancona Dolphins.
Ancona Dolphins.
There you go. That sounds a lot better. Let's go to an Italian city with an Italian name. So we go down the list. You have the Ferrara Aquila.
What the hell did you just say? Jolton Joe D'Aloisio helping us through the Italian Football League. There's a football league in Italy that actually plays American football. And he was trying to help us out with the pronunciations. One of the ones that got stuck in the chimney on the 12 DAs of Christmas. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Watch in studio our simulcast of the show at watchda.com because our gadget guru, Katie Linadal, is back for giving us a little gift idea action. And you've been all over the place, traveling all over the place.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you were just in Iceland?
I'm actually heading there. I was there a few weeks ago, and I'm heading back to do a three-part mini-series in the country, which is it's one of the hardest places to film because they're known in Iceland for their extreme conditions. One of the mottos of the country is, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. And I have been through the extremities where it's like a snowstorm to a rainbow to, and you're like, what is happening here? Is this like the apocalypse? But it's an incredible place to be.
It must be beautiful, huh?
Gorgeous. I mean,
some of the stuff that you tweet out or have filmed that I've seen on your social and on your videos just looks incredible.
It's incredible.
It looks like Game of Thrones stuff.
But it's actually funny you say that because it's one of the top places to shoot sci-fi movies, including Game of Thrones.
I bet.
Game of Thrones, Oblivion, Star Wars, they've all been shot in Iceland.
Is that right?
Because the volcanic terrain is so unique. Right. But it's also, just in terms of the equipment and the gear, you got to prep. Because A, you're flying internationally, you're bringing all that over. And I've lost a drone. Trying to do the winds over right over a waterfall. Let's not make this public. Oh, wait, I'm on a mic. Great idea. But I mean, it's very challenging environment. And we spoke about how, you know, I work with Energizer very closely. And even to bring over my batteries for my gear, they work, the AAs, the Ultimate Lithium, work in -40 to 140 degree temperatures. So we have to stock those up and bring that for all of our equipment.
Yeah.
And these are things you don't think about.
Yeah.
So it's challenging, but It's pretty awesome at the same time. Tourism is booming so much in Iceland that I think they're literally starting to get annoyed.
Really?
There's been reports about how it's just out of control. Like, it's been picking up year over year. I mean, you've heard of somebody that went to Iceland these days, which is kind of insane.
It's totally insane because it started kind of maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
When they started doing travel discounts to go to Iceland, spend some time there, and then you could go spend time in Europe. But it was like a free layover and things like this.
Yep.
And everybody that went there started taking these pictures, putting it onto the internet. Everyone said, oh my God, this place is amazing. And it just kept feeding on itself.
If I can add one place that we're filming at that's one of the most popular parts to any tourist globally, the reason they're attracted to Iceland is these geothermal spas. Mm. And imagine being in the middle of Iceland in the winter and you just get right down to your bathing suit because of the volcanic terrain, there's these hot springs that pop up in random locations. And they drive people to just go swimming. And I have to say, my skin has never felt better swimming in these geothermal spas. I nerded out. I was like, wow, what's the science behind this? This is fantastic. So we'll be filming a couple of these hot springs throughout the country in addition to a number of other shoots. And the Northern Lights, too. That's one thing you always want to catch. We're staying at a bubble hotel, which is a completely see-through little... It literally looks like a bubble. And it's called Bubble Hotel. And they don't tell you the location until you absolutely book. And you can try to catch the Northern Lights right through it.
That is awesome. So that'll be on the Weather Channel?
That'll be on Weather Channel, three-day series from the land of fire and ice.
Okay, so look out for that. That sounds amazing. And you are wearing a Star Wars-themed sweatshirt. I know you want to see this new film, and I know that you are totally into the characters already.
Yes.
You're kind of one of these insiders. Do you have a sense of what the film is going to be like yet?
Well, I have to say the biggest insider tip I got a while back is my friend, Ashley Eckstein. She is the CEO of Her Universe, which is one of the largest Star Wars fan fashion girl lines. And she also is she's a voiceover for Ahsoka Tano in Star Wars, Clone Wars.
Wow.
So she was like, Katie, this Porg thing, it's going to be huge. And I'm like, what's a Porg? And then I discovered the cuteness of Porg. So that's I'm most excited for that new character.
Porg kind of looks like a little muskrat type of guy.
Yeah, like half puffin, half rat.
Yeah, and he's kind of a co-pilot, it looks like.
It's adorable. Definitely in the Wookiee family.
Yes, very much a Wookiee family type of guy. Okay, let's get to 10 questions.
It's time for America's favorite game show, where we tell the studio guest what they should think. It's 10 questions. Not taped in front of a live studio audience.
What wrestler, since you're a huge wrestling fan, recently appeared on Taz, the 500th episode, I believe?
Yes, John Morrison.
What's the...
And Jericho.
Wait for the end of the question.
Oh, sorry.
What's the
I'm
best...
I'm going to get disqualified. Now I'm having anxiety.
What wrestler would make the best mall Santa?
The Miz.
We were looking for Mick Foley.
Oh, that's so good. Duh.
We're going to have Mick on the show.
I would actually say IRS because you know that's my favorite of all time. And he would just destroy people. It's like really unpredictable.
Like bad Santa.
And how much of you make sure you claim that on your taxes.
What is the nerdiest Christmas gift you've ever received?
A picture of myself and a puzzle. Jacked up. up, dude.
Did you like putting yourself together?
No, it was so weird. And I wanted to get rid of it. And my mom, like, you know how like moms are? Some guy gave it to me. This is terrible to say on air. Some guy gave me a puzzle of myself. And she's like, oh, we'll just give it to Ruby, my 8-year-old niece. I'm like, so Ruby's putting together a puzzle that's going to appear. I'm like, this is weird across the board.
Did you take
terrible
a picture
gifting idea
of you off of Facebook or something?
It was like literally my headshot. I mean, things get even weirder. It's not a good idea. Okay.
If you were an elf, I feel like you'd make a good elf.
Oh my gosh, I was an elf in the mall. I literally went to Santa in the mall when I was in high school and I was like, can I be an elf?
So this fits perfectly.
Yeah, go for it.
If you were an elf, what department would you work in for Santa?
Come on, that's like a mail-in, tech and gadgets.
I didn't know if you were into distribution.
Cosmetics. Like, I mean, what kind of a question, DA? Come on, you can do better than that. Were you tired when you wrote that one? Maybe step it up.
What's your favorite?
Perfume.
What's your favorite? Well, tourism, apparently. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, this is, I'm just going to lose all points now. I'm going to have to go way back to like Hanson or NSYNC Christmas. Dude, they had some good stuff. So shut it.
We will accept the NSYNC Christmas. We will not accept a very Hanson Christmas.
How about you two, Angel of Harlem? That might be one of my favorite half Christmas, half regular songs.
I would go Jackson 5, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Good one.
I mean, Mariah Carey is a pretty good one as well.
After last year, it's like...
Yeah, it's tainted.
Yeah.
It's tainted.
It's not the same.
Important
then
question.
Then again, it might be better than Hanson. Okay, moving on.
Very important question for Katie Lindahl with a holiday theme. 10 questions. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Die Hard?
Yeah.
No.
That's correct. Die Hard takes place around Christmas, and so there's this ever-going debate that it's a Christmas movie. Just because it takes place around Christmas does not make it a Christmas movie.
That would make Planes, Trains, and Automobiles a Christmas movie, too. Or
right.
A Thanksgiving movie.
Or a Thanksgiving movie.
No, it just doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Because the movie was filmed in December, does that also qualify it as a Christmas movie?
Thank you very much. You see, this is why you're the queen of the DA show. Next 10 question. What's the most important gadget for Santa to travel with?
Mobile hotspot.
I thought there might be like a GPS device in there.
Well, you could use the GPS with the mobile hotspot on a smartphone.
Electronic de-icer.
You got to give me more time to think about it. I felt like I was on the spot there.
Well, that's the point of 10 questions. Like a hologram reindeer or something.
That's good.
VR goggles. next question.
Now I'm really thinking about this.
What's your favorite scene from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Wow, that's is Rusty still in the Navy?
There is no wrong answer to that question.
But that's Grace, she passed away 30 years ago. Never gets old.
Standing for the national anthem around the dinner table.
Drum roll to the lights. Nothing happens.
Oh, Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving. And that's your 10 questions with Katie Lindahl, our gadget guru. So before you get out of here, we're all going to be doing shopping online.
Yes.
We're all going to be
more than ever
sharing our information, our passwords, our credit card information with everybody all the time. How can we make sure we kind of protect ourselves at this time of putting out our information everywhere?
Yes, holiday shopping online, bigger than ever this year and year over year. But also, we're just doing more online shopping in general. And this season, so important in terms of the security, I have actually paired up with, check this out. I know if you're watching online, you can actually see it. This is actually a router. This is the Norton Core.
It looks like the Epcot Center ball.
Oh my gosh, it totally does. You can go inside it and go around the world and the timeline of the history of the universe. This is so cool because it actually is a smart router. So it's going to give you Wi-Fi throughout your home, but it's also going to protect all of your devices that are connected to it.
Wow.
And I think that's really important because I think phishing scams now are getting smarter than ever. It used to be just like send money overseas and you'd be like, oh, I'm not falling for that.
Yeah, the Prince of Nigeria was asking for your social.
And you're like, maybe I'll give it to you.
Yeah, but seems like a noteworthy cause.
For real, it's crazy how, you know, phishing and cookies have gotten so intense and holiday shopping now with so many connected devices. If you have kids in the house, now you've made yourself even more susceptible to viruses and to scams. So this will actually send you pop-ups in real time if there's any malware or anything that you should be alerted by. And I think that's really important. I literally set this up in 10 minutes in my house. popped it in. I get alerts to me when there's anything that may be kind of fishy going on, and also just going to keep you protected. And I think that's really important around the holiday season. I also think it's important to set up, I get texts for every single transaction that comes through. There's little things that people can be doing. When emails come through and it's like, Target, we need your password and this doesn't look right. Where is that email address coming from? Oh, it's a letter off from Target. It's Target Thai.
Yeah.
Like, people are getting smart about hacking. So I think it's really important year round to protect yourself. And this is one of the sexiest, if I can say that, routers that you can use as decor, but also protect yourself, not just holiday season, but year round.
Yeah, that's very,
nerdy,
very
but
cool.
Very important.
Nerdy and important. That's a good combination. Katie Lindahl, follow her on all of her social channels for all the latest for the gift-giving holidays. And also, her gift guide is at katie.gifts. So www.katie.gifts. This is a very handy little guide here. And there's a lot of good information and prices and everything that you might need. So check that out. You can hold it in your hand or just go online and check it out as well. Thanks for all the gifts. This is so cool.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you, guys. You guys always treat me so kind here. And it's like the joy of Christmas is in my soul every time I'm here.
Well,
so thanks.
You've been the only person in Peabody's life that has actually injected some type of cheer and joy into his soul. So this
we should have got on the Jelly of the Month Club.
Katie, the gift that keeps on giving. Katie Lindahl in studio. When we come back, Mick Foley joins us. What a combo. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
I mean, really, something about your dog, about your cat, about your girlfriend, lack of girlfriend, something. Your mom, your dad, anyone. Give me something a little more juice.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Give me some juice. DA with you, CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for being with us, rocking along on a Wednesday morning. Coming up next hour, Aeneas Williams, NFL Hall of Famer. One of the great underrated defensive backs in NFL history. So glad he got into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Played for so many bad Cardinals teams. Finally vindicated being acquired by the Rams when they were in St. Louis and some of those glory years when they went to Super Bowls. Aeneas Williams is going to join us next hour on the show, 20 minutes from now. I think this is really interesting when it comes to what happens at Oregon with that job, as Willie Taggart's going to take the Florida State job. I like Willie Taggart. Might be a little early in his coaching career to go to Florida State. They've got expectations of winning championships. I think Willie Taggart gets there. I think he's still early in his coaching development. It's going to take him some years, perhaps, to really grow into himself. But I really like what he brings to the table. He's positive. He's energetic. I think he's authentic. I think he's great connecting with kids. I think he'll really do well, but there might be a growth process. At Oregon, now Oregon has become a stepping stone job because Helfrich was supposed to be there for a long time. He was built through the pipeline, gets the zig. Taggart goes there, is there for 1 year. And so now what do you do? I think Mike Leach is a great possibility. I'm a huge Mike Leach fan. And I think with the offense that Chip Kelly had and the pizzazz, the panache, and those jerseys and that reputation and the Nike brand, I think air raid from Mike Leach would be awesome, an awesome fit. But what does Oregon do, and does Mike Leach want to leave for another job within the Pac-12? I wonder. The coaching carousel continues to turn. Sounds like Team Martin at Tennessee, which is a safe PR hire. It's not a safe football hire. From a football hire standpoint, it's a huge risk. He has never been a head coach. People love his energy. People love his recruiting. People love his roots as a Tennessee former champion and icon. But it's a big risk. Is T. Martin ready to run a program and do that in the SEC? Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. The one thing I would say, though, is that when Lane Kiffin pops up for these jobs, as I've said before, I don't think he's ready. I still see a lot of the same immaturity, brattiness at FAU that doomed him in Oakland, USC, and probably would have doomed him had he stuck around at Tennessee. I still don't think he's grown through that. He's great at an FAU. I don't think that attitude is great at a power program where you need to be slightly above the fray. I'm not saying big programs don't get their hands dirty. What I am saying is you still need a head coach that you can trust represents your university and doesn't get dragged down to the mud, doesn't embarrass you, doesn't have off-the-field problems with his reputation. And I think that Lane, while it's great at FAU, he's going to take shots at Alabama, take shots at the big dog. That's fine. That's good. It's good at FAU. It's not good when you start elevating up the coaching ranks. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. Joining us here on the show is WWE legend, icon, and Hall of Famer, and author of a new book, Saint Mick, My Journey from Hardcore Legend to Santa's Jolly Elf. Mick Foley joining us here on the show. Mick, good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
My pleasure, man. Thanks so much for joining us. When you are early in your career and playing a tough guy in the ring, do you ever imagine yourself softening to where you could be called Saint Mick down the road?
No, absolutely never. And that was one of the fun things about taking on this iconic character is, like, instead of having to be tougher and meaner and braver and stronger and more aggressive, like, I got to do things that were exact opposite, you know, kinder, gentler, more patient. And I really enjoyed being this guy every December.
Okay, so this sounds like a psychiatrist question, but do you feel like you're a better person now?
I do, yeah. There's something almost magical about that red suit, especially if, you know, you have respect for the traditions and the, you know, some of the guys who've, you know, dedicated large parts of their life to bringing joy to children. Yeah, there's something about it. You know, you put that red suit on and you feel like, absolutely, as this experience has made me a better person.
So the experience is dressing up as Santa and playing that role, playing a heartwarming kind of Christmas role for kids and touching them.
Well, I'm going to resist the urge to now get aggressive.
Okay.
When I hear words like playing and dressing up.
Okay. Okay. So, okay, that's interesting. So how would you then describe what you did?
Startling metamorphosis.
Okay.
No, there's a part in the book where I was doing double duty. I was doing Santa for Toys for Tots, and then I was myself at a convention. And so I would do Santa for an hour, you know, for the Toys for Tots photos, and I would go put the dark hair mousse into my beard and be myself the rest of the time. And the guy had said, "Should we advertise you as Santa?" And I said, no, I'll get the word out. People who know will know. If they don't need to know, they don't need to know. And all of a sudden, I hear an announcement going over the entire convention. Ladies and gentlemen, WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley will be dressing up as Santa. And it's like, I dread those words. Dread them. Because I, with all respect to, you know, like somebody's uncle who buys a suit at Party City and puts a beard on, like, the portrayal means a little bit more to me than that. Like, I take it a little more seriously. So I do, yeah, it feels like, you know, tonight will be my first Santa visit of the season, and I'll be nervous, but as soon as I have that first great interaction, it'll all come springing back to me.
Mick Foley joining us here on the show. Well, I think it's interesting because that metamorphosis, that has to happen in wrestling. You have to be into a character. You have to be of the person. You can't just be playing a character necessarily. So how much does your career in wrestling train you for an opportunity like this?
Yeah, it's actually something I'm really thankful that Stephanie McMahon touched on. She did a beautiful introduction forward, well above and beyond like what I expected. And I expected to be good because Stephanie's a tremendous writer, but she really put herself into it. And she talked about a conversation we had had that I wanted to write about but was afraid I would sound crazy. And in the conversation, I said, Stephanie, I said, I feel in some ways that all the experiences I had, you know, in portraying these different characters, in, you know, having so much time on the microphone, even in spending so much time in hospital rooms, whether it was visiting children who were battling some type of challenges or injured service members, I said, it feels like it's put me in a unique position to make the biggest possible difference so that when I see a child in a hospital room, you know, the goal is to take this sterile environment and turn it into something magical for a few minutes. And when it succeeds, you know, not every visit is an overwhelming success. You know, there's different levels of success, and some are flat out failures. You know, where you just go in and you just don't feel like, you know, you're making that difference. But when you do, it's powerful. It's powerful, and it's really emotional to think that, you know, this character that is so widely recognized can have, touch people in a profound way.
You know, all wrestlers at your level are great athletes. They have to be. There has to be an athleticism involved. But the ones that are really transcendental are great actors as well. Were you a great actor as a child? Were you a natural kind of character growing up?
Yeah, I was somebody that liked to get reactions. The same things that made me the weird kid in school, you know, made me...
I can relate to that.
Help me succeed. You know, this is before the days of reality shows and all that stuff. So if you were the guy that ate weird stuff, you know, like you could establish a little bit of a reputation for yourself. But it was about getting reactions, you know, and so much of what I did in the wrestling ring involved, you know, physically traumatic events. And then when I found that I could get reactions from writing, and in this case, you know, from portraying this iconic character of Santa Claus, you know, it's the same. You know, there's this moment where I'm leaving a Christmas Eve visit in 2015, and I get a text message from the father who was like, "We'll never forget this moment. Oh, thank you so much for creating this for, you know, me and my children." And I said to my son, who is my elf, I said, "I feel like I just had a huge pay-per-view match." And he said, "But Dad, there were only three people there." And I'm like, "Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's that idea that you're doing something that's making a difference and creating a memory for somebody."
Hmm. Now, speaking of the character that you've portrayed so many interesting ones inside the ring. Which was the most difficult? Which was the hardest?
Well, you know, Dude Love was just me joking around. Like, that wasn't something I got in real depth into. Mankind was difficult because, you know, the character was very dark. I had to make it different than Cactus Jack. I didn't realize that the entire reason for creating the Mankind character, I came up with the name and most of the nuances, but Mr. McMahon specifically wanted me in that mask, and I didn't know until 3 years ago that the only reason he wanted me in that mask, because the caveat to hiring me was to cover up my face. He didn't think I looked like a star. I'm glad I didn't know that at the time. I may not have accepted that role. But to try to take that character, you know, someplace dark, you know, it was difficult for me. And I really threw myself into it and did the best I could with it. And in the long run, it turned out to be the best thing that could have happened. And by the time 98 rolled around, the character had done about a 180-degree turn, and it was a very lighthearted character. So children who grew up remembering, you know, Mankind with the Rock and the sock puppet might be, you know, horrified to find out, you know, the origins of that character and to see that he actually did for a time scare women and children.
WWE Hall of Famer, legendary wrestling icon Mick Foley has a new book out, Saint Mick, My Journey from Hardcore Legend to Santa's Jolly Elf. Check it out. Mick, this was a lot of fun, man. Good luck with the book. Thanks so much for dropping on by.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Mick Foley joining us here on the DA Show. Love it. Very cool. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. Pete the Body Bellotti is a huge wrestling fan. He's our resident wrestling fanatic. Where does Mick rank for you in terms of your all-time favorites?
Oh, he's at least in the top 10, just for the style he had in the ring, something that a lot of legends could never do.
Yeah.
He may be top 5, just the way he portrayed three characters and the way he is outside of the ring, how articulate he is.
Who is your favorite Mick Foley character?
I would have to say Mankind, because it was something very... went into your mind. It was something that was really thought out, really thorough, and you made you think a little bit, at least in his early days, and then it turned into a complete good guy character.
That was very cool. If you missed Mick Foley or want to hear it again, that'll be available on iTunes and also on YouTube as well. Adam's next up. Adam the Trucker on 106.7 in Virginia. Listen to CBS Sports Radio. What's
up,
Adam?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
All right.
Good.
Listen, I was listening to what you were saying about the Tennessee possibly hiring T. Martin.
Yeah.
And I think him or any young guy, whether it's coached or not, would be a good start for Tennessee. They need some new blood in there instead of bringing in all of these guys that hadn't won anything, although they've been head coaches, with the exception of Les Miles. And Les Miles ruined a lot of good young quarterbacks coming out of high school. Not a one of them ever developed under him. He's got Paul Fillmore to help him pick his staff and to get advice from. Paul Fillmore can relate to the parents, and I think he'll relate to the young kids coming out of high school very well. Always, I enjoy your show, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Adam. All definitely good points. I actually think Les Miles would be great, because Les Miles won 10 games a year at LSU, and right now if you gave Tennessee fans 10 games a year, 10 wins a year, they would sign up in a heartbeat. But I have to also realize that Les Miles doesn't have a job. And there's a reason. There must be a reason Les Miles does not have a job. Because I can't imagine that there's this many openings around college football and nobody sniffs around Les Miles unless there's a pretty good reason. Maybe they feel like the game has passed them by. The guy won 10 games a year on average at LSU. Not many people can say that. Tennessee is not an easy job, but it's got a great fan base, and T. Martin definitely qualifies as a popular choice, and maybe that's half the battle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.